What is good, everybody? Rob Statscarrera here with you on a Saturday following breaking news. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan was in a bad car accident last month and will be limited at the start of training camp. Adam Schefter has the news. Shanahan suffered significant injuries, according to Schefter, during summer break that will leave him limited as the team opens camp. Shanahan broke his nose, three ribs, his hand, needed over 40 stitches in his face, and suffered a severe concussion during a July 14 car accident when he collided with an SUV near his Northern California home, according to Adam Schefter and Nick Wagner. News is obviously still coming into this incident. Things are developing. Of course, we wish Kyle Shanahan is okay. We wish, you know, everybody makes a fast, speedy recovery. That is the most important thing here is, of course, Kyle Shanahan, the person. He is a husband. He is a father. He is a human being. We all wish Kyle Shanahan well and hope that he recovers and recovers quickly. And I don't mean to minimize all of that. That is the most important thing here. But we are a football show. And of course, there are football ramifications as training camp begins today for the 49ers. Adam Schefter reports that assistant head coach and offensive line coach Chris Forrester is expected to assume some of Kyle Shanahan's head coaching duties and help lead the team. Shanahan informed his assistant coaches of his accident on Tuesday. Other players slowly have been getting the news that the 49ers confirmed today. Also, the 49ers put out a statement just moments ago, Head coach Kyle Shanahan was involved in a car accident last week where he suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Coach Shanahan will participate in team activities on a limited basis at the start of training camp while he recovers. Coach Shanahan and the Niners organization would like to sincerely thank all the first responders involved for their efforts and care. Assistant head coach Chris Forrester, along with coordinators, will handle the head coach responsibilities during this period. Boy, those are two very different characterizations of what happened, right? The 49ers say, oh, non-life-threatening injuries. And then when you hear Adam Schefter's description of everything with the broken nose and the stitches to the face, this was a serious accident, clearly. Multiple broken bones and fractures, the stitches, the concussion, a severe concussion, too, which obviously no concussion is minor, but to be listed as a severe concussion, of course, that is one of the scariest parts of all of this. I'm trying to read the article now. Shanahan was taken by paramedics to the local hospital where he spent much of that day before being released. The other driver was not injured, according to Palo Alto Lieutenant Nicholas Martinez. Martinez said drugs and alcohol were not involved. Both drivers were cooperative with police. No one was cited for the collision. Quote, consistent with our standard release of information procedures in such cases, we do not release information regarding the cause of the collision or which party may have been at fault. Shanahan has been recovering at home and is believed to be healing well, but with training camp starting Sunday, doctors will not clear him for all activities until concussion symptoms clear. John Lynch will hold a news conference at 1 p.m. Pacific time today. So we will hear from John Lynch today. Looks like a little over 4 hours from now. Forrester is going to resume some responsibilities. Let's see. The Niners statement. Yeah, that's okay. The rest of this stuff is just nothing important there. So that is the story. Again, if you're just joining us, Kyle Shanahan suffered major injuries in a car accident, severe concussion, broken hand, three broken ribs, needed 40 stitches in his face. I don't want to minimize this. That's not what I am doing here. But like Joel Martinez says, it is always something with this team. I'm not making light of this, but it did pop into my head that the one guy we thought wouldn't get injured this year would be Kyle Shanahan, and unfortunately, he suffered the car accident. And I want to stress, again, the football side of this is secondary. Kyle Shanahan, the human being, the father, the husband, all of that is the most important thing. I'm only talking about the football side of this because we are a football show, but my goodness, I do wonder what happened, number one. Obviously, I wonder why Adam Schefter is the one reporting this. I mean, this happened in July and Schefter is the one breaking it now. None of the 49ers beat writers knew that Kyle Shanahan was in a bad car accident and got taken to the hospital. That's a little surprising. Matt Maiocco says, Shanahan sustained concussion, broken ribs, and a broken nose in the accident, source says. Was your source Adam Schefter, Matt Maiocco? Like, where was the 49ers beat on this one? This is obviously a very, very scary situation. Again, John Lynch will hold a press conference. Nick Wagner says it's at 11 Pacific. The ESPN article said 1 Pacific, so I'm sure we'll hear from John Lynch at some point. I'm a little surprised that Chris Forster is going to be handling the head coaching duties, because remember, he's never been a head coach. Raheem Morris is on the staff. He has been a head coach in the NFL. I'm surprised that Raheem is not getting the bulk of this, but when you are the assistant head coach, this is why. And I'm sure Raheem will still do a lot of stuff when it comes to the responsibilities here, but that is a little bit surprising. And this, I mean, we don't know how much Shanahan is going to be involved, but traditionally, we know that Kyle values training camp, and he sort of establishes his depth chart and his pecking order when it comes to players by what he sees in camp. If he is going to be participating in a limited fashion, which based on all the reports he will for a certain amount of time, does that change things? Does that, how does that affect everything? Is he going to be watching practice every day? Is he going to be watching film of the practice? I mean, I'm sure he could get the film. That's not going to be an obstacle. But I do wonder, you know, what effect this will have on the start of the season for the Niners. A lot of people wishing him well in the chat. People are making jokes about, I don't even want to say that. Come on now. Let's not make the jokes about this. A man was seriously injured in a car accident. Luckily, at least only one of the two people involved in the crash was injured. That's good news, obviously. I'm trying to check other comments here. Yeah, people are ripping the 49ers for not reporting this. I completely agree. We're lucky it's not worse, quite honestly. I mean, it sounds like it was a pretty serious car accident. Again, it doesn't sound like there were any drugs or alcohol involved, according to the Palo Alto Police Department. So that's obviously good as well. Again, I'm sure we'll hear more. I'm sure we'll get more information from John Lynch. This is a shocking way to start the season for the 49ers. I mean, think about it, right? You had no contract dispute situation. Yeah, the Brandon Ayuk thing was going on, but nobody was really, it wasn't a distraction for them at all. George Kittle just said on Chris Sims that no one was even talking about it, right? Brock Purdy was healthy and fully ready to go. It was such a positive vibes training camp for the 49ers. Mike Evans is here, and we're getting all these guys back from injury, and here we go, right? We're going to challenge the Seahawks, and we're going to challenge the Rams and really make a run at this thing in the NFC West. And then your leader, the brains of the operation, and that's no disrespect to any other 49ers coaches, of course, but I mean, Kyle Shanahan, the whole organization is built around Kyle Shanahan and his offensive mind. And again, now to hear that he suffered these significant injuries in the car accident in mid-July, the fact that he is not cleared by a doctor to resume all of his responsibilities, a severe concussion, obviously that is very, very scary. So this really casts a pall over the start of training camp for the 49ers. You know, there was a lot of talk about the age on this team and whether that would be a detriment and whether they were going to hold up and all of that stuff. Now that this situation has occurred, this could be a spot where maybe the age helps the 49ers a little bit, right? You've got these older, experienced veterans that you can lean on. Certainly, Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, and all those guys on offense. They know what's going on. They know how to set the tone. They know how to hold everybody accountable. On defense, of course, you have Fred Warner, first and foremost. He's 100%. Nick Bosa. You have veterans and leaders and captains in that locker room that can maybe hopefully guide this team through what is going to be a weird training camp, a weird situation. I can't think of another time where, I mean, I'm sure there has been because the history of football is long, but I can't think of another time where an incident like this with a head coach has taken them out of part of training camp to start the season. I mean, this is It's unprecedented right now. Again, maybe I can't think of it in the heat of the moment here. I'm just trying to respond on the fly, but I can't think of it right away. Chris Waddell, thank you very much for the super chat. Says it's probably because Forster has the most free time, not as many individual responsibilities as Morris has trying to get the defense ready. Good thing we are a veteran heavy team. I hadn't thought of that, but it's possible. But again, you know, head coach and coordinator are different jobs. I've talked about this extensively. It's head coach is a management position, right? You're the CEO of the team. You not only have to manage all the players, you have to manage all the coaches. And Mike, I think it was Mike Tomlin famously said, I don't coach players, I coach coaches. And Shanahan was obviously very good at that. Now, most of the 49ers coaches are returning. They didn't have a ton of turnover. There are some changes on the defensive staff, particularly in the secondary. And again, that's Raheem Morris's domain. And he being a head coach or having head coach experience might help with that. But yeah, this is not nothing. This is a significant. Andre Garibay says, no way he misses that much time. Most of these fractures just need time. The concussion is the scariest part of this, right? If it was just broken bones and stitches, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan would be there every day and, you know, would just gut through it, all that stuff. But the fact that the concussion is there, I mean, a severe concussion too. Remember, it was qualified as a severe concussion. You know, screens and bright lights and all of that stuff is, you know, can hinder your recovery or slow your recovery. Well, Kyle Shanahan is going to be staring at screens and films and everything in preseason. So, and Andre Garibay points out too, 40 stitches in his face. I mean, geez, this is wild. And again, I want to keep reiterating too, as far as we know right now, again, according to the police department, drugs and alcohol were not involved in this crash. Drugs and alcohol were not involved. Both drivers were cooperative. Kyle Shanahan did go to the hospital. He was released that day. Same day, it said Shanahan was taken by paramedics to the local hospital where he spent much of that day before being released. So that is a good sign that he didn't have to stay overnight and that they didn't want to monitor him overnight or anything like that. But again, multiple broken ribs, a broken nose, a broken hand, 40 stitches in his face, and a severe concussion. Those are not minor injuries. And any one of those could be really debilitating. To have all of them at the same time is brutal. And as Noah says, it's crazy he was released the same day with those injuries. Yes, but I mean, a broken hand is a broken hand. And once they, you know, x-ray it and do all that and set it if they have to set it or whatever, there's not much they can do, right? It's broken. It needs to heal. So I understand all that. July 14th was the date of the accident. July 14th. So, you know, 11 days ago, basically. Again, I'm shocked that no one on the 49ers beat had any idea that this happened. I don't know how that could be the case, but the fact that the national media is more informed on this than the 49ers local media is a little surprising. Let me see. I'm just going to look at Mayoko's article on this to see if he has anything different than what the national people had. I can't imagine he does because it seems like they're all going off of the Schefter report. The first practice, again, is set for tomorrow of training camp. July 14th. Yeah, he's just literally repeating the report from Adam Schefter. It doesn't look like there is anything there. This is wild. I mean, we don't know. There's a lot of questions that I would like to ask John Lynch. When is, you know, how long do we think this will sideline Kyle Shanahan? Chris, you know, is this going to impact who calls the preseason games? We don't know any of that, obviously. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered here by John Lynch. We have a super chat from Brad Jones, 1907, who says, I have no doubt the good reporters knew the full story about Kyle, but they respected Kyle's situation and his privacy and only just starting to report it because it's the first day of camp. Well, I don't know how you know that, but this isn't about privacy. This is about news, okay? You cover this team. The head coach of this team, who is critically important because he's also the brains behind the entire offense, was in a major car accident, suffered major injuries, and it's going to impact how much he can be around the team in the preseason. I mean, look, the 49ers are facing a 19-hour plane ride to Australia to start the year. is it going to be good for Kyle Shanahan to be on a plane for 19 hours after he suffered these kind of injuries? I have no idea. Again, I'm thinking more of the concussion than the broken bones. But this is a massive story. It's not about respecting somebody's privacy. It's about, this is a huge story that impacts the football team. It's a massive story. Apply it. What if the Rams were possibly going to be without Sean McVay or the Seahawks without Mike McDonald? This is a massive, massive story. It is, we will see. I guarantee you, weeks from now, months from now, maybe years from now, or next year, we will hear, hey, that accident with Kyle Shanahan, you know, that really screwed up the team, or that really had a huge impact on the team, or it really galvanized the team and brought everybody together in a different way. I don't know, but the effects of this are going to be massive. And again, it might be years later when people feel safer talking about it, but this is a major, major story. Andre Garibay says, if he hasn't had surgery yet on his hand, then it didn't need surgery. Ribs and nose just need time. Look, you can try and minimize all this, but I mean, this is, if he can't use his hand, can he use a mouse? Can he like look at film? And what if it's his right hand? Then he's got to use his left hand for everything. I mean, man, these injuries are significant. This is literal car accident injuries. We always talk about that in terms of football injuries. This is an actual car accident. Chris Waddell said, do not mean this to sound in the slightest insensitive, but I hope this doesn't hurt his offensive genius. Either way, please get well soon. I just hope there wasn't anything illegal going on. Again, the police department said drugs and alcohol were not involved in the accident. We have no idea, you know, what happened. Could there have been a malfunction with the car? Maybe somebody lost their brakes. We don't even know if Shanahan was the one at fault in the accident. There's a lot we don't know here. You know, Vinny says the fact that the reporting was delayed is fishy. I'm surprised that nobody had this. Not even just the 49ers people. Nobody. Even Schefter. Like, this happened on July 14th, you know, and we're just hearing about it now? It's kind of amazing to me, quite frankly. Again, John Lynch is going to have a press conference. Nick Wagoner said 11 Pacific today. The ESPN article, I thought, said 1 Pacific. Let me see if I can check that. Yeah, the ESPN article says 1 Pacific, so I'm not sure what time it will be, but we'll hear from John Lynch. I wonder, you know, John, what happened? That's the first question, right? Literally, what happened? How is Kyle Shanahan doing? When is the last time you spoke to him? Has he addressed it with the team? Has he addressed it with the coaches? You know, I imagine tomorrow somebody's going to give a press conference. I'm sure Shanahan would have given a press conference tomorrow on the first day of training camp. I guess now that's going to be Chris Forrester. We'll see who they put in front of the microphone. Of all the injuries I thought we were going to have to worry about this year for the 49ers, I did not think the head coach was going to be one of them. I mean, this is, again, the human side of this is the most important, but this is obviously massive for the 49ers. We don't know how long Shanahan is going to be limited for, and what does limited mean, right? We don't really know. Does it mean he can attend practice, but he can't watch screens again because of the severe concussion that he suffered? I don't know. I have no idea. You know, we don't see head coaches listed as limited very often, right? That's a player designation, and there's no real details provided in the article. Again, he collided with an SUV near his house, according to sources familiar with the situation. Broken nose, 3 broken ribs, broken hand, and needed more than 40 stitches in his face. And again, a severe concussion as well. Drugs and alcohol were not involved in the crash. He's recovering at home now. He's believed to be healing well. I'm stunned. I am literally stunned by this. I cannot believe that this was. I was literally eating leftover pasta in my house, and then I saw that alert come up on my phone, and it was like, whoop, I got to throw this away because it's time to go to work. Chris Waddell says maybe he made a deal with the football gods and took the injuries on himself for the rest of the team's health. Well, we joked last year that Christian McCaffrey was a health vampire, right? That he was sucking the health out of everybody else to keep himself on the field. I mean, I'm sure if you ask Kyle Shanahan, he would have made that trade, right? Because you know he wants a healthy team this year. But now this is just terrible news for the 49ers. And I think the fact that they are a veteran team will help them in this situation. I think the fact that they have a Raheem Morris on the staff who has been a head coach will help him in this situation and will help Chris Forster navigate this situation. JCG, 1987, YouTube channel member for 29 months. Thank you, JCG, says. Kyle's hands-on with the wide receiver drill, so he'll be limited there. Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to be as hands-on. But also, like, you know, Kyle is known for, in practice, seeing everything, right? And giving little notes to people about, like, oh, on this play, you were doing this. And all of that. That takes intense concentration and focus. Like, you don't just do that, right? You don't half-ass and just stand out there and, like, observe all these things. You're focusing on players and specific things for every drill. And you're remembering the first time he did this drill or this play, he made this mistake, and then did he correct it the second time? All that stuff, right? That takes focus and concentration and effort and energy from your brain. And if Kyle Shanahan suffered a significant concussion and a brain injury, is he going to be able to do that in the same way? Probably not. I wouldn't expect it. How could you expect anybody to, quite frankly? So this is a major, major thing. Again, everybody seems to just be parroting the Schefter news. No one from the 49ers beat seems to have anything new. The 49ers put out a statement that just referred to Shanahan's injuries as non-life-threatening, which is true, but it doesn't tell the full story. Multiple broken bones, 40 stitches in his face, severe concussion. This is just terrible, terrible news for Kyle and for the 49ers as well. Brisby Life on Twitch says, so does a Shanahan injury cover us for like 10 injuries during the rest of camp? R. Wamhoff, 71, says, Rob, the accident was July 14th and today's July 25th. Words imply it happened. Your words imply it happened 30 days ago. It's still July. Just saying, love you, buddy. Yeah, I said it was July 14th. If I said it was last month, I apologize. July 14th. So 11 days ago. Just want to clear that up. People making jokes about Kyle Shanahan and alcohol. Again, Kyle Shanahan was not using drugs or alcohol, according to the police department. No one was. No one was. They said drugs and alcohol were not involved, and both drivers were cooperative. So let's not make jokes here. This is not a day for jokes, okay? Let's say, again, immediately taken to the hospital, released that day. And people talking about DUI, like, let's not get into all that, right? All we have now is the words from the authorities. Now, things can change, obviously, and if they do change, we'll adjust accordingly. But right now, drugs and alcohol, people are saying, the police, the people that would know, are saying it is not, they were not a factor in the crash. Joel Martinez says, next man up, just how it goes. Morris has been a head coach before. Oh, Eberflus. Yeah, that's true. I believe Eberflus is on the staff as well. I forgot to mention that. You're right. There's another former head coach on the staff. But again, according to the 49ers, Chris Forster, the assistant head coach, is going to be the guy who handles a lot of the Shanahan responsibilities. I'm sure they'll divide them up among all the assistant coaches. Oscar Alfaro, YouTube channel member for 21 months, says cover-ups of 11 days isn't nothing. I don't buy it. I mean, look, you can have your suspicions. Again, if you think alcohol was involved, I mean, I can't stop you. All I'm going to do is just report what the police are saying. It's not responsible of me to speculate just because we know that Kyle Shanahan has consumed alcohol in his life to say that alcohol was part of this crash. We don't know. The police are saying no. Until we get some evidence that suggests otherwise, it's irresponsible to say that alcohol had anything to do with it. We don't know. We have no proof whatsoever. We're not going off vibes for something like this. We're not going off vibes before we blame Kyle Shanahan for this severe accident. JCG 1987 says, what if his reduced involvement leads to other ideas getting through? Will it finally lead to Kyle not being so controlling and lead to a Super Bowl? I mean, geez, people. Now we're sitting here saying that Kyle Shanahan getting in a severe car accident is a good thing for the team? I'm not going to go there. I don't think that Kyle Shanahan is, you know, slow to evolve or anything like that. And I'm certainly not going to say that this car accident is going to lead to more of that. We don't know what the effects are going to be, right? We have no idea. We're going to have to wait and find out. And this is going to be something that unfolds over the entire course of the season. I'm just reading some of the chat. Oscar Alfaro says, I never said alcohol. I just said cover up, especially when the NFL is all about media. NFL only covers up Ray Rice type of news. Covering up what, though? If drugs or alcohol are not involved, and that's not what you're saying was involved, then what are they covering up? I just, like, we don't need to jump to everything as a conspiracy right now. Jay Johnson, 6399, says the substation is a curse. Probably the one injury that the substation won't get blamed for this season. Again, if you're just joining, Kyle Shanahan suffered multiple broken bones, a severe concussion, and needed 40 stitches in his face after a car accident near his house. Just want to make sure I've gotten everybody's super chat in. Oh, I missed this one. I apologize. Brad Jones. Kyle hasn't called plays in the preseason in the last two seasons. I come from a sports media in Australia. Sometime respect and making sure the person is okay before the news comes out is the most important part. Again, this was 11 days ago, and it's not disrespectful to Kyle Shanahan to report the news. And the news was that he was in a car accident. It's not disrespectful to someone to report news, especially when no one has died, right? If someone has died, obviously, then that's a different thing because there's notification of family members and that stuff. That's not what this is, okay? Nobody was killed. It was a car accident where people were injured. One person, actually, because the other driver wasn't injured. So this is not a respect situation here. The fact that we went 11 days without knowing about this is stunning to me. Chris Waddell says, for that many injuries, at least speed from one of them was involved. You would think, although head-on collisions, you know, when two cars hit head-on, it's like you double the speed. So if they're both going at 20 miles an hour, it's like 40 miles an hour. So we don't know. Again, there's a lot of details we don't know. And it's hard when something like this happens because, of course, we're all interested. And, of course, we want to know all the details, right? What happened? What is, you know, what caused the accident? How limited is Kyle Shanahan? How long is he going to be limited? Who's going to handle the Kyle Shanahan responsibility? And I'm sure John Lynch is going to get asked about all of this stuff. It'll be interesting to know or to see. I'll be interested to see how much John Lynch reveals during the press conference later today. And again, we don't have a time. Let me check the 49ers YouTube channel. They might have a news conference set up already, because again, ESPN said 1 p.m. Pacific. Others have said 11 a.m. Pacific time. So we have to see. Today, it looks like it's scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. There was a press conference scheduled on the Niners YouTube channel. It just says 49ers address the media ahead of training camp. So it didn't say anything about John Lynch. It just says 49ers address the media ahead of camp. Again, 2 p.m. Eastern. So what is that? 11 a.m. Pacific time. Yeah, so it looks like Wagner was correct. That's not shocking. Nick Wagner is one of the best on the 49ers beat. Not seeing anything new from anyone in terms of reporting or anything like this. So we may have to wait until John Lynch speaks before we find out any new information. Again, the 49ers released a statement. Chris Forster, along with team coordinators, will handle the head coaching responsibilities. So you got to assume that would be a heavy dose of Raheem Morris in this situation, just because he's been there. Matt Eberflus, again, also, as someone pointed out, is on the staff and has head coaching experience. So that'll be a factor as well. Ryan Aloy, 5914, asks, honest question, is Levi's built on an Indian burial ground? I mean, it is wild that injuries have continued to be as big a part of this franchise's story in recent years as they have been. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, remember the MRI truck broke down on the way to the 49ers facility, so the guys couldn't even get MRIs that were hurt. That's how much injuries happened and sort of the weird, crazy luck with this team when it comes to injuries. It's unbelievable. Whether it's Dre Greenlaw blowing out his Achilles on the Super Bowl field, just running onto the field, whether it's a car accident from Kyle Shanahan, whether it's Nick Bosa getting hurt in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles while he was standing on the sideline, not to mention all the regular injuries that have happened during the course of, you know, just regular football. Injuries have been a massive part of this. And some of it, obviously, we have questions about the training staff. This is not one of those cases. Obviously, this is a car accident from Kyle Shanahan. But well, I mean, the season training camp starts today is when veterans are scheduled to report, and we've already got an injury. And this season was all about, can the 49ers stay healthy? And to see that Kyle Shanahan was in this car accident is absolutely crazy. A lot of people in the chat are accusing Kyle Shanahan of something. Again, I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan wasn't at fault in this thing. All I'm saying is I don't know. None of us know. I don't know why you would immediately jump to this is Kyle Shanahan's fault. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. All I'm saying is we have no information. We don't have nearly enough information to go on before we say that. So, I don't know why people are doing that, but I guess to each their own. Let me look through the chat and see what else you were saying. Yeah, I don't know what time of day this happened. Someone said it could be early morning. We don't know. Could weather have been a factor? Maybe it was early morning. Was it foggy? Who knows the situation? You know, it could be a situation where if it happened at night and someone's driving and you get blinded by the headlights and maybe somebody's going too fast. Again, I don't know. That's what I mean. There's too many variables in this to be able to say one way or another. So, I don't want to speculate. This is why I don't like going live in these situations. Now, because this wasn't a life-threatening thing, I felt a little more comfortable doing it. Remember, I didn't go live when Ricky Pearsall was shot because we didn't know if he was alive or dead or in surgery or what the case was, and I didn't want to speculate on that. This isn't that. Again, this is bad. Multiple broken bones, severe concussion, 40 stitches in his face, but it's not the same as the Ricky Pearsall situation. So sorry if you want me to speculate, but I'm not going to do it at this point. Maria Red says, it's still July, Rob. You keep saying they kept this information private when it happened last month. If I said that, I apologize. I didn't mean that. It happened less than 2 weeks ago. If I said that again, I apologize. It happened July 14th. It's July 25th. People are so, oh, geez. Ran off the road by a disgruntled wide receiver. Again, not the day for jokes, people. Come on. Andre Garibay says, they broke the news today because Kyle wasn't going to be there and questions would have been asked. It should have been broken days after it happened. Again, this is a head coach of the 49ers involved in a major accident in California. I'm amazed that it took this long for that information to come out. Absolutely stunned. Absolutely. I mean, we found out about the Alden Smith news, you know, very, very quickly, right? It was not 11 days after Alden Smith died. I'm trying to see if Mike Silver has said anything. Nope, nothing really. Just kind of retweeting or quote tweeting people that are making inappropriate comments and calling them out. I mean, this is a bigger than a football story for sure. We're covering the football part of it. Yes, I know, because we are a football show, but this is a major accident. A human being was involved in a major accident, and that is very, very scary. But again, non-life-threatening injuries, so that is good. And Kyle Shanahan is said to be healing well, for whatever that's worth. He'll be limited in training camp. If you had Kyle Shanahan on the first injury report of the year for the 49ers, you are clairvoyant, because I never would have guessed that. Man, there's a lot of people making jokes in here that are just inappropriate, man. Like, if you're making a joke about this, it's just, come on, show a little bit of humanity, right? Like, why do we need to make jokes about, oh, Kyle Shanahan is not aware? Like, stop. Like, I know it doesn't feel real because we don't know Kyle Shanahan personally, right? Most of us, all of us. I would imagine, I guess I can't assume, but like, so, you know, it's just like, oh, a thing that happened, but like, this is a real human being. He's got children. He's got family. He's got a wife. Like, stop. We don't need to make jokes about this. I'm sorry. I'm kicking certain people out of the chat because it's just insane. Like, oh, congratulations. You got me to kick you out of the chat. Like that's your day today. Come on. We can be better than that. And I know there's a lot of, you know, again, because the police said that drugs and alcohol are not involved, a lot of people are distrustful of that. And I get it, right? There's perfectly valid reasons for people to be just distrustful of the police. And again, I'm not saying that that information can't change. All I'm saying is this is what is being reported right now. And I don't think it's responsible to speculate about other stuff. If more news comes out and we find out conflicting information, I'll report that and we can talk about that. But it doesn't do you or me any good to speculate. And it's disrespectful and irresponsible to do so. And I'm not going to do it. People are texting me about this. Yes, I'm aware that it happened, everyone. You know, it's kind of my thing. Sort of have to keep track of all 49ers news. The good news is that, you know, this is, you know, he's expected back, I guess, theoretically, by the reporting before the week one. No one is saying week one is in doubt right now. But again, we're talking about a 19-hour flight to Australia. And with concussions, we don't know, right? We saw Nick Martin have a concussion, a severe concussion that ended his season for all intents and purposes. No one knows how long it's going to take anybody to recover from a concussion, and especially one that's described as severe. It's scary. I believe it was Merrill Hodge, who I used to work with at ESPN, said he had to relearn how to read after a concussion. Like, this is a scary, scary thing. And we will, I'm sure we'll get more information about the accident, but for all we know, I shouldn't finish that sentence, but this was a scary thing. Significant injuries again during the summer break, a broken nose, 3 broken ribs, a broken hand, 40 stitches in his face, and a severe concussion. That is as serious as it, you know, obviously non-fatal injuries, but clearly a major accident, and we'll find out more information. I feel like Kyle Shanahan, I feel like I'm talking in circles here, and I don't mean to. Again, John Lynch will have a press conference today, 11 a.m. Pacific time, to talk about what happened with Kyle Shanahan. I'm sure he'll take a ton of questions. It's unfortunate that John Lynch, in his tenure, has had to deal with this type of situation, right? I mean, obviously, with the Ricky Pearsall shooting, this was the exact same thing. He had to go on and give a report about hospitals and injuries and all that stuff. And by everything that we know, the 49ers handled that situation appropriately with Ricky Pearsall. John Lynch immediately went to the hospital room. I believe Deebo Samuel was the first player to visit Ricky Pearsall in the hospital, if I'm remembering correctly. But Kyle Shanahan was notified at that time. The players were notified. They talked to Ricky that night, I believe, too. That was part of it. Now, apparently, the players were notified sort of not all at once, if I can remember. Shanahan informed his assistant coaches Tuesday of his accident, which that's surprising too, because again, this happened 11 days ago. I mean, obviously he had bigger concerns, right? His physical health was the biggest concern, but he informed assistant coaches Tuesday. Other players slowly have been getting the news that the 49ers confirmed Saturday. Obviously they all have the news now because it's out there and it's public. I'm sure they've all seen it at this point. So yeah, this is a scary situation. I mean, who knows if things had been different with that accident, it could have been a much more tragic situation, right? Maybe we're lucky that this is the situation that we're in, considering what happened with the accident. We don't know. Again, no one was cited for the accident, which you believe police are saying that no one was at fault, which that's why we don't know. We have no idea what happened. It could be, again, it could be a malfunction with the car. Was there some sort of object in the road that somebody had to swerve to avoid? Who knows? There are way too many variables. We don't know. And so now we're going to see the strength of the 49ers coaching staff and the strength of Kyle Shanahan's culture and all of that. I mean, we always talk famously about the 49ers culture, about how strong it is, about how good it is, right? And players that have left and come back and they've talked about how it's just different in other organizations. This is a major, major test of that. And part of being a leader and being a successful leader is setting up everybody around you in positions to succeed and putting them in those positions and setting up systems and standard operating procedures that allow your organization to be successful, even if you can't be necessarily as hands-on as you were, right? Can you delegate things to people? Is everyone aware of their role and what's required of you? That's a huge part of being in a leadership position. I'm terrible at delegating. I never want to delegate anything because I'm always afraid that somebody will do it worse than I think I can do it. It's a terrible flaw of mine. That's why I do everything. I don't hire anybody to do anything because I want to do it all myself. and it sucks up a lot of time, and it's not a good feature of mine, but that's the reality of it. Can you delegate? Does everyone know what's expected? Especially now in this situation, right? If you're delegating new responsibilities, Chris Forrester has never been a head coach before. He has no experience with it. Now he's going to have to handle a lot of those responsibilities, and it is a very, very different job. Very different job. So we're going to find out about a lot about the 49ers coaching staff. And again, I'm interested to hear what John Lynch has to say. Hopefully the news is good. Hopefully it'll be a situation where Kyle can come back soon and, you know, we can get this thing rolling and just be in a situation where we could focus on football, because that's what we all want. Of course, right? We've waited all this time. We're counting down the days, the minutes, the seconds. I know I have till training camp starts, and we just want to care about the football team that we love being the best at the sport. Now, this is obviously a much, much different situation with Kyle Shanahan. Someone says, put him in a back to tank, Mike. Those things apparently are pretty good, according to Star Wars lore. Yeah. And again, I'm glad that some of you are calling out some of the trolls in the chat. That's terrible. It's not a day for that. So we'll see. LEK says, who's the third string coach, just in case? You know, it's funny. We always talk about the Niners backup quarterback and how we spend so much time talking about the 49ers backup quarterback, right? Like, it is crazy that we are talking about the assistant head coach, right? And the backup head coach. So Andre Garibay says, once Lynch talks, people will calm down. Well, it depends what he says, unfortunately, right? I mean, this may be worse than we know about right now, and hopefully it's not. But if he says that it is, this is not going to calm down. This is I'm telling you, this is a significant thing. The effects of this, the ripples of this are going to be felt for weeks. The entire season is different now. The entire season is different than it was going to be. It is going to have effects. We know that Kyle Shanahan installs the offense in training camp. This is when everybody is supposed to learn the offense. And, you know, I wrote in the new newsletter, the new podcast newsletter that I started today, that they kind of operate on the Pirates code in the 49ers. If you fall behind in training camp, you get left behind. That is traditionally how Kyle Shanahan has done it. He just feels like you can never catch up and you can never have an understanding and a knowledge of the offense to the level that he feels comfortable putting you out on the field at if you fall behind in training camp. Well, now he's the one that's kind of falling behind. And what is that going to be like? Again, we're in completely uncharted territory now. That's the part about this that is the hardest to deal with at this moment, because we always want all the details right away, of course. And we just will never, we can't get that in this situation. This happened 11 days ago. We're just finding out about it now. So there's a lot of questions left to answer. John Lynch will answer some of them. Again, he's going to have a press conference 11 a.m. Pacific time today. We will see. We'll find out hopefully more information. You know, people are wondering about the stitches in his face. Obviously, we don't know anything. We don't know anything yet. Violent, I disagree with this comment. Violent XRP says, he's a millionaire, people. His recovery will be better than all of ours. Don't worry, he's alive. He has money to stay alive. That is, I'm sorry, that is extremely insensitive. Yes, he's a millionaire. Yes, I'm sure he's going to get phenomenal medical care, but his brain doesn't care that he's a millionaire. He suffered a severe concussion. There's no amount of money that's going to make that any easier to deal with. His brain smashed into the inside of his skull. Okay, so what that he's a millionaire? He's a million. His bank account doesn't make his broken ribs hurt any less, right? His bank account doesn't heal the stitches in his face any faster. Like, sorry, that's insensitive. I get that, you know, we're all strapped for money right now, and there's a big divide between people with money and people not with money. But money doesn't solve every problem. So I just find that to be incredibly insensitive. Obviously, our thoughts and feelings are with the Shanahans and their friends and family, and we wish him the best and a speedy recovery, of course. I said that earlier, but I'll say it again. Like I said, this changes everything about the 49ers season. There is no 49er that is more important to this organization. He's the most important figure in the organization. It's not the owner. It's not Brock Purdy. It's not Fred Warner. It's not Nick Bosa or Christian McCaffrey or George Kittle. It's Kyle Shanahan. And he has suffered major injuries, multiple injuries, and we have no idea how long he's going to be out and no idea what the effect of that is going to be. And that's a terrible way to start the football season. It's, again, the human side is more important. It's a terrible for Kyle, the human being, but also for the football team from a football perspective. It's just brutal. So we'll have plenty more as it develops. Again, John Lynch will speak 11 a.m. Pacific time. Please like this video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't. We'll have full reaction after John Lynch speaks as well. Best of luck to Kyle Shanahan. Get home soon. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk tomorrow.